The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's called poke. If you've been to Hawaii, you've probably had it. It's a salad of marinated raw tuna or salmon, and it happens to be the recipe of the week on the website of Hawaiian chef Sam Choi.
This tuna was swimming like yesterday, and it's here today.
And it's so simple and so healthy that it's now spreading across the mainland. More after this from Charlie. CBS's John Blackstone was dispatched to Kauai, Hawaii to learn the secret of poke.
The flavor-packed concoction of raw fish is an essential part of the diet. At Merriman's restaurant on Kauai's Poipu Beach, Chef Mark Ariola is a poke perfectionist.
Good.
Yeah, you've done it, Chef.
As poke has risen in prominence, poke places are popping up across the country. In Illinois, Zach Friedlander is hoping to take his Aloha Poke Company nationwide by the end of the year.
It's a healthier way to eat. It's revolutionizing the way people eat fast food, the way people look at fast food.
But some Hawaiian chefs, like Chef Mark Ariola, are worried that as the poke phenomenon spreads, something's getting lost in translation.
We don't throw pineapple and bananas and all kinds of... I've seen some weird variations of stuff where I'm like, what is that?
And the other concern is that poke might get too popular.
A 2016 study by the UN reported that nearly 90% of fish stocks are fully fished or overfished.
You don't know until they just don't show up anymore.
The Aloha Poke Company, like many others, says it uses sustainable suppliers and methods to make sure the fish and the business stick around.
I don't necessarily think that we're going to put a dent in the fishing industry with the amount of restaurants we're opening.
And as for poke's popularity getting out of hand, I know the American diet is changing, but what we're talking about here is basically a big bowl of raw fish. Plus, how do you eat that on the way to work? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.